Hassan watched. He waited. Little of what the sigillite said made sense to him. He wondered if that was part of the ordeal or some convoluted means to catching him out. If so, it seemed so contrived, so unnecessary, crueler than it needed to be. The sigillite looked up at him, a tolerant expression on his face.
I can feel your mind wandering. You think these things have little to do with you. You are wrong. They have everything to do with you. They have everything to do with all of us.
Hassan felt impatience rise within him. He wanted to be dutiful, but had no idea what his duty demanded.
I do not know why I am here, Lord.
Not yet, but you will.
He pulled himself to his feet again, hauling his staff into line.
Follow me.
Hassan rose.
Where are we going?
To the catacombs, where all this started. Prepare yourself. It's a long way down.
It wasn't a long way down. Hassan leapt through the gap, landing hard on a dirty rock-crete floor a meter below the shattered doorway. He swept his rifle round the space, ready to fire. As he did so, he heard the thud and gasp of Farouk landing beside him.
You're up to this?
You and me. Just as always. Let's get it done.
The chamber was small, less than 10 meters across, with a low ceiling and walls cut crudely from stone blocks. It was deserted and smelled as musty as a tomb. Only one item stood in the center of the room. A cargo transit crate made of ribbed adamantium and bolted to an iron pallet. It wasn't particularly large, 2 meters long, a meter tall and wide, but it was shielded by an energy field that made the chamber hum and sent lurid light dancing across the chamber.
Signals closing.
How long have we got?
Hassan stowed his weapon and approached the casket.
1 minute, no more.
Hassan shook his head. Not much time to work.
They're quick to recover. Damn them.
He retrieved 4 disruptor beacons from his armor cache and placed them carefully, one at each corner of the casket. Then he stood back, checking the alignment carefully before activating the interference wave. The air seemed to shudder in front of him, rippling like broken water. He felt his stomach lurch uncomfortably. The energy field resisted for a moment, crackling and flexing, before giving out a hard snap. Hassan moved over to the crate and attached anti-grav plates, 4 to each side. The plates clamped on tight and flickered into life, blinking red in the shadows.
Air defense is down yet?
Hassan was relying on Farouk to get updates from the other 2 squads.
Affirmative.
And side shielding?
Hassan fixed the final plate.
All down. Lifters clear to approach.
Hassan glanced at his chronometer. It would still be close.
Call it in then.
He activated the anti-grav plates. The transit crate broke its shackles and rose from the ground, hovering at knee height. It was heavy, and Hassan heard the laboring whine of the repulsor fields as they struggled to keep it aloft. Farouk limped ahead, pulling himself awkwardly back up through the breach. 2 pairs of hands reached down to drag the crate through the gap. It rose upward shakily, buoyed by the plates, and Hassan followed it. Once regrouped back in the corridor, the 4 of them moved quickly back through the bunker, Hassan leading, Farouk bringing up the rear and breathing heavily. The crate went between them, humming and growling like a surly bovine. Hassan regarded the thick plated cover. The container was the kind used in the holds of void-going craft. Heavy, banded, designed to resist hard impacts.
It's a weapon.
What did you expect? We're at war.
They were trying to get it off-world. Must be worth something. We get out with this, and someone's going to be very upset indeed.
Hassan smiled, despite himself.
Keep your eyes locked on it. This casing gets hit, and Throne knows what'll happen.
They drew close to the acid-burned entrance.
We're going to have to fight our way out, Captain.
Farouk checked the Auspex readings a final time.
Expected nothing less.
Hassan checked the ammo counter on his weapon. He watched the familiar target locators swim across his helm display.
Pick your targets and watch for the lifter.
The 4 of them emerged from the melted blast doors and hunkered down in the wreckage. Hassan rested his gun barrel on a jutting spar of plasteel. The casket hovered alongside him, barely protected. By now, the whole compound was burning, lit up vividly by raging fires on all sides. Pours of thick smoke rose from the destroyed shield generator and anti-aircraft turrets. As Hassan swept his eyes across the scene, he could see members of the other two squads fighting their way to his position. The sharp ping and snap of las blasters cut up the ground around him. The enemy troops beginning to find their range. Hassan cursed, opening up in return fire, pressing his body closer to the bunker's edge.
So then, where is it?
Before Hassan could reply, he heard the rumbling echo of heavy engines. The dust around him began to swirl, and he heard enemy troops on the walls shouting panicked warnings to one another.
Right on time.
A second later, and the blocky silhouette of the army lifter swept across the perimeter, churning up more smoke and sending it billowing away. Wing-mounted guns opened fire, sweeping the exposed parapets clear of the remaining sentries and blasting the rock-creep edges into flying shards.
Go, go, go!
Hassan broke clear of the bunker wreckage. Farouk staggered along with him, as did the hovering transit crate. The other squads leapt from cover and raced across the compound floor. The lifter swung low over the ground, its four angled engines hammering the earth beneath them on a carpet of driving thrust. The main hatch swung down with a hiss of pistons, exposing a red-lit crew compartment within. The guards responded, aiming their fire upwards at the hovering craft. Their las blasts fizzed against the armor plates, some of them biting. The lifter rocked drunkenly, buffeted by the rain of small arms fire, holding position only with difficulty.
Faster!
Hassan watched his men sprint towards the waiting ramp. He was last to make it, hauling the transit crate behind him, dragging it into the maw of the waiting cargo bay.
We're taking hits!
Farouk winced as he strapped himself in. His armor was still damp with blood. Hassan slammed home the last of the docking clamps.
Take us up!
The engines mounted in a crescendo of downdraft, pulling the gunship away and bearing it aloft. The embarkation ramp swung closed, sealing them in. Muffled noises of gunfire faded away, replaced by the dull thunder of the thrusters switching alignment. Hassan felt the lifter gathering speed, powering upwards and veering into the trajectory that would take them away from Gyptus and out of danger. He leaned back against the walls of the crew compartment, breathing heavily. For a moment, he did nothing else. He looked around. Out of the original three squads, only 9 men had made it out. The survivors wearily braced against the shuddering walls of the lifter as it climbed. None of them looked triumphant. The atmosphere was decidedly muted. In the center of the bay stood the object of the mission. The transit crate was undamaged. It hadn't taken a single hit. It stood between the two ranks of men, dark and heavy like an outsized coffin. Light strobed along its ridged surface. It looked almost belligerent. Hassan staggered over to it.
What are you doing?
Farouk looked at him with alarm. Hassan began to deactivate the locking mechanism.
We lost men for this. We have a right to see what they died for.